Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It's been 17 hours without Shannon, and it's been 2 hours since I've had a Big Mac. Join us!
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Now, I like dollars, I like diamonds.
I like Big Macs.
I like shine. I like million-dollar deals. Where's my pen? Bitch, I'm signing. I like those Balenciagas, the ones that look like socks. I like going to the Tula. I put rocks all in my watch.
Yes, it is Monday. Welcome to the clubhouse. We're thinking about money. We're thinking about Cardi. It's National Cat Day or National Cat Fight Day or something. Ooh. It's always a national something.
Might be the latter.
It's a National Fat Kid Day, and I'm the king today. Welcome. It's Monday. It's the Real Housewives of Orange County. I'm your host, Hollywood Leon. We have a lot to talk about tonight. Let's introduce the panel.
Hey, everybody. I'm Thomas Rulina. Follow me everywhere at Thomas Rulina. And I want to know whose side you're on, Cardi or Nikki.
Ooh.
Hey, guys. I'm Maite. I had a Big Mac today, too. And I am team Cardi.
Oh, my God. We're McDonald's sisters.
Sponsored by McDonald's.
Oh, my God. I love that.
That would be amazing.
They're fries. Incredible. Please sponsor us. Send us food. We're poor. It's been 17 hours without Shannon. We have a fantastic episode. We have a lot to talk about. We have a news and gossip section for you that's going to blow your mind. We're bringing other franchises to the game. We have a Twitter sphere. We're going to be reading your tweets, so make sure to tweet us at Hollywood Leon, hashtag Real Housewives of OC, RHOC, mm-hmm. AfterBuzz, mm-hmm. so we could shout you out. And make sure to subscribe to two or more of our channels so we can get it going. What a fantastic episode. It's part two of Jamaica.
Yes.
Overall, what did we think about the episode? I thought it was pretty, pretty good.
Well, this is the day after the name of the episode. And I thought Shannon not being there for the whole day kind of
helped.
It helped the group get together, but it would have been nice to see her go up those rocks. I'm not gonna lie.
Thank you.
Whatever. It was expected for me. I feel like at the end of it, I knew that Shannon was either going to get an apology or give an apology, and we were going to see her again, and it was just going to be what I was expecting. So nothing new. Nothing really new.
Well, she was going to turn up, but she turned up 17 hours later, which proves how dramatic, but it also proves how obvious this was. This was a separation. She really did take her mic off and separate herself from production. I feel like the 17 hours put on the little slate on TV says a lot. And I think that's coming from Bravo itself. Like, we didn't have contact with her for 17 hours.
She had, like, a little timeout.
Yeah, she did have a little timeout. But you know what? It was fun. And we go to a waterfall. And there's boobs. And there's fun. And Tamara doesn't want to go up because she doesn't want to sprain her ankle. I'm glad she's being careful now.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't even think she thought about it while dangling through. I think after the fact. But do we remember these same housewives went on the same vacation when they went in Atlanta?
I was going to say, waterfalls, they look awesome. Awfully familiar.
Yeah. Yes, that was when Kenya was like racing up.
That's
remember?
So true. Mm-hmm.
But I think Bravo does that where they have like the same packages for the same.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like,
but
we're
it was
bringing
nice.
The ladies down, except they're from a different part of the country.
It did feel like someone was missing, though. I think Shannon going up there with Vicky, she
did
just
it feel like someone was missing.
No, not
really?
To me.
It didn't really feel like someone was missing.
You know what? It looked like they were genuinely all having fun. It didn't look like
I
they were
like
making
they
up anything.
I forgot about her for a quick second too.
Yeah, Vicky was falling flat on like her face, and it was so funny. I was actually laughing through it without. Sometimes Shannon tends to over exaggerate.
Take over the day.
Let's talk about the actual package, the excursion, the walk up these slippery waterfalls. I don't get this. how is this safe? When Kelly was yelling the entire time, this is dangerous. I was completely agreeing with her. I'm like, yeah. I don't understand how this is actually something that we promote for tourism. This looks really freaking dangerous. One slip, mm-hmm. it's like you're falling on any cushion.
Yeah, you could literally like fall on your chin or like
and that's break it. Something. You would slip all the way down to the very bottom of it.
Oh, I didn't think about it like that. I just thought about getting to the top and like the adventure of it. Not really like the consequences, I guess.
Well, I feel like if you're there, you're probably feeling the same kind of way. You yeah. just want the adventure. You're having fun. You're right. drinking. Yeah. So they move into a new villa. And this with this new villa, it brings in a new butler, some snacks, air new conditioning. Yes. Yeah, everyone's having fun. They walk in. There's a cheese board. Oh, yeah. So I'm telling you, it just felt like the last thing on everyone's mind was Shannon. But they all knew. We had to figure out where she was. It's been 17 hours. Did she leave? We were wrong. Some of us predicted she had left, but she stayed. Mm-hmm. Vicky finally calls her. You know, everyone's getting ready for dinner. And she's like, you know what? I'm just going to call her. I'm going to call her and figure out if she answers. And she finally answers and immediately starts on the phone again. It's yeah. just like, I would have hung up. I would have been like, it was not enough time. She's still hot. Yeah. She's still bringing in. She's still coming in hot. It's the energy, like, if we would have been able to see her, we would have seen the hands
yes.
that we saw, like, 10 minutes later when they actually came together. So, I don't know. It's just draining.
It was draining to see everyone so concerned over her. It's like, just give her her space. Don't reach out to her until, like, it was getting closer to the dinner.
Well, she said she planned on going to the dinner. So, yeah. come get me. Come get me when you're ready. She moved as well to a villa near their little beach dinner, so.
She has her own villa. Everybody else has to share, and she gets her own private villa.
She had a timeout.
She had a timeout.
I guess.
And you know what? With you two, I'm hurt. I'm hurt. So, I don't know. Poor Vicky is stuck by the stairs. The hands are going crazy. And Vicky decided, you know what? I'm just going to rehash for 3 seconds mm-hmm. the entire last season. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm going to say about it. Nobody called me when I was left alone and abandoned.
I think Vicky is in such a good place this season. Like,
and she can bring it up and yeah, it's still okay.
It is. And I think, you know, doing this after show for so many years, seeing how far she's really come has really... It's a true testament that these women do evolve and they get better. And I think this year, Shannon's having a tough year. But I think next year... You know, things will start clearing up for her. Because I do think
and
that
I'm liking
she'll be
Vicky
back.
Right now. I'm liking Vicky.
I'm liking yeah. Vicky too.
Because you know what? She's being real and at the same time still kind of stepping in the mud, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. But it's like.
But just enough.
Yeah, it's like, see, you're okay. Like, step in the mud. Bring up Brooks. Bring up everything else. And, like, it looks like you're still in the clear. She's rehashing.
Yeah, it's like she's not taking everything to heart while she's going to start crying like everybody else starts crying.
I love that. I love that. Instead, she's just, like, bringing up stuff she's, like, obviously still kind of pissed about. Like,
yeah.
I felt abandoned and you guys didn't even. So stop, okay?
Yeah.
Just stop.
But
so
she didn't
cry. Are you okay now with getting your fun, Vicky? Because you've been saying all season.
Yes, I like Vicky. Well, the thing is, I'm just, like, upset that Vicky hasn't been at AfterBuzz. Number one.
Ooh,
and she follows
bitter.
Me on Instagram. She follows me on Instagram, so maybe I'll make a little video and send it to her. Vicky, we love you and we want you to come in. We've been wanting you to come in.
yeah, oh, I gotta come twerk. Yeah, that really wasn't twerking, but it's her version of twerking.
And it came out. Like, she twerked a little bit. She had fun. She was having fun with Tamara. So I just like when that little Vicky comes out. But I could see the frustration by the staircase. She is just feeling what everyone is feeling. Like, just stop. Shannon, stop! Go to sleep. You're crazy.
Crazy girl.
Okay, so I don't know if anything's going to help. I wrote down maybe a tranquilizer. But it doesn't matter because she was trying to, like, did you notice Vicky trying to distract her? She's like, do you have your lipstick?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have your phone?
Trying to change the conversation.
Are you ready? Like, just
multiple times.
anything to stop her. But it didn't really work because it stopped just for a little bit. But once we actually get to the dinner, Kelly starts right away as well. You don't have any manners. Okay. Manners. Take a shot every time you heard her say manners. It's hurtful. We were so worried. I was so worried that my boob fell out. I'm going to have a filet medium, please. I'm like, this is crazy.
Sometimes I think she goes and does way too much. Like, I don't know how concerned Kelly was, but she literally knows how to say for the cameras to make it.
Yeah. I know. I'm like,
extra.
I know where Jolie gets her actress gene because... She was just having fun the entire day. Uh-huh. And then she's like, and Vicky's like, what if she's hurt? And she's like, I don't believe that's true. Mm-hmm. She's fine. And then when they get to the dinner, she's like, we were so worried.
I know.
You don't really have any manners.
Yeah, I don't think Kelly. I don't think Kelly and Shannon are that close. I mean, they talk about being close, but I think Kelly talks about it more than Shannon. But I don't really see it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I feel like they do have a good connection and stuff. But Kelly's also gonna
step in the mud.
Yeah, she's gonna step in the mud. Yeah. She stepped in the mud the entire episode, actually, with the Tamra thing and everything. Mm-hmm. And she was cleared as well. Like, Tamra could have been like, "What did you actually say to her?" Because she's like really pissed.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
you know, I told you earlier about something that happened a couple months ago, which we will later get to. I feel like Tamra did just let everything play out, and she said she did at the very end. But for now, Shannon says sorry, kind of. Gina has a mini breakdown about ornaments. And Shannon just wants to have a moment with Tamra. Can I
just say, the entire time before, as everybody was really quiet, Gina was just downing drinks. She downed the rosé. Then she had another drink that she was downing. It was so funny.
That's why she was like, I just, my truth, you know? And then I saw the ornaments, and that was our thing, you know? And, you know,
you sound just like her.
But what do we think about Shannon kind of like opening up and saying
at the explaining? Table? I feel like it was just still too soon because no one really gave in. Thank God Gina had enough to drink that she brought her own self to it. I feel like the ladies did that throughout the entire episode. I don't want to downplay anyone's feelings, and we'll get into specifics in a little bit. But I know how I am on vacation, and I go hard like these ladies. And you never get enough sleep.
No.
Mm-mm. So you're emotional and you're hungover. And by like the fourth day, the butler telling you you look beautiful in your robe at 2 a.m. could make you cry.
Yeah. You're deep in your emotions.
Yeah. I feel like everyone brought themselves, their own problems to the table, which is fine. We can all do that.
Yeah.
But can we at least attribute a little bit to like vacation vibes?
I have to give props though to Shannon because at least she was honest in saying that she was jealous. That's you know, the whole separation between Gina and her husband and how she wanted that for herself. So that was a miscommunication between both of them.
Well, it was nice for them
and
to kinda...
So I think this is like a good start for Shannon to be honest about her feelings instead of hiding them.
Exactly.
It all makes sense now.
It all makes sense. I just don't feel like not everybody at the table was willing to go there. Like, Tamra still was just...
Oh, no, her face was like...
She still needed another night, clearly, because they don't talk until the very next day. And sometimes you just need a break. Like, you know, she said, you hurt me. I know you didn't mean to, but you did. So give me a couple days, too, because I'm not ready to give it to you yet.
Yeah.
So I'll let everything play out. Go ahead, say you're sorry, but I'm just not going to indulge. Mm-hmm. And I feel like at that table, Shannon was just waiting for Tamra to say something. And Tamra was like, no, I'm not ready.
I'm glad Tamara's doing that because I cannot, I mean, as much as we love Shannon here on the panel and fans around the Twitter's field, I just think that, like, it's too mentally draining. Like, she needs to do what she's doing and give that to Shannon, because Shannon cannot be that type of friend.
No more giving to Shannon.
No more.
No more giving to Shannon.
I like this tough love Tamra. Like, yeah. It's time. The relationship has gotten too volatile, and they need to kind of, like, set the boundaries and be like, dude, you have been kind of shitty, so. And you're draining, and you're kind of, like, mopey right now, and we're all, like, really drained.
Bringing everybody down.
Yeah. Can you just, like, stop? Mm-hmm. So, it's the morning after, and Shannon wants to have a moment with Tamra. And, you know, everyone's trying to go to the beach, so the morning Bettys are buzzed. Gina and Emily are like, why is it always about Shannon? We want to go to the beach.
I'm kind of, I don't know, what do you guys think about their double friendship? Like,
I would have been like, go to the beach. Why are you guys sitting around waiting for them to have the conversation? They're having the conversation. Go to the beach.
Like,
go
they have to say, travel.
Go get it started.
Buddy. Like, I want them to be, like, more separate. Like, I feel like they're their own show.
The two newbies?
Yeah, the two
Emily
newbies.
Emily and Gina?
It's always the
well,
two.
Well, look what they're against. They're up against the Tree Amigas.
But that's not what... I feel like the show doesn't feel like a group show when I see, like, them together all the time. It feels like the show is kind of separate.
I kind of get that, but I do feel like they're kind of coming together, especially
I mean, the season's almost over.
Yeah.
They're coming together, finally.
It's the season finale, and they all came together.
So, this is what I was talking about. The Bettys are kind of buzzed in the morning, and, you know, maybe they didn't get enough sleep, but Emily kind of brings herself to the equation, and some childhood issues come up, and I feel like we kind of all get like this on vacation. Thomas?
Yeah, of course.
Do you agree with me?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think especially with as much alcohol as these women are having, you know, you just start thinking about things.
I mean, even, like, on Vanderpump Rules, not to, like, totally veer off, but I remember the scene when they're trying to get James to admit that he made out with Kristen.
Oh, and you took, like, it way back.
And, yeah, and they're, like, at the golf. They're, like, in the golf.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get him to admit it, and he starts crying. He's like, stop, I'm just drunk and, like, hungover and emotional. And that's exactly how I feel. Like, I feel like they don't get enough sleep. They drink a lot of alcohol. So I feel like it's really easy to get emotions coming and flowing through.
And you have to keep in mind they're on a reality show. So we think
it's really good. Yeah, it's perfect.
They're mic'd all the time. You don't really have that time to be private. So when these emotions happen, they're really raw.
And it's not a party if you're not crying. If someone's not crying in the corner.
Everybody's crying. Someone's got some issue.
Someone's going to cry in the club. It's not a party if no one is lashing out emotionally. Tough love,
like
Tamara.
A perfect vacation.
She clarifies it. Dude, it was 2 months ago, and that's all Gina had.
Yeah.
And I wanted to let it play out. And you did hurt me. And Shannon was like, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Oh, I know.
I'm sorry you feel that way. I'm like, oh, God. No.
She was being a little harsh and not really sincere in that moment.
Yeah, like a mother figure came out trying to school her child. Yeah. That's how I felt like she was reacting. It wasn't sincere. It wasn't like a friendship, you know? Like, she didn't sit next to
her. I was waiting for Tamara to actually say that. Like, why don't you start acting like my friend during this apology?
Yeah, she didn't sit next to her and was like, hey, like, I'm sorry. Like, I understand what you're going through and I understand what I did wrong. Like, the entire time her hands were like this and she was sitting on the corner and she's like, no. Like, I guess. I'm sorry.
Well, I feel like once Tamara, like, really went off, I feel like the true feelings really come out. And even though... sometimes it's really easy to kind of block out all the white noise when someone is yelling at you and see their true intention. And I feel like it could have been really easily lost because Tamara's just fed up. You know what I mean?
But I
feel like Shannon really felt what Tamara was trying to say. Yeah. I really feel like they came to a good point. Tamara didn't
say whatever else was lingering in her mind and in her emotions. Yeah. So I feel like she's keeping a lot behind and then she's going to really lash out and then bring it back again.
Well, I don't know if she's going to actually lash out truthfully because the newbies look like, y'all ain't saying everything you said.
Mm-hmm.
They're just trying to say, oh, she hurt me. She hurt me. You mentioned a lot.
Yeah, and I'm kind of glad that Gina's stepping it up. We saw a preview to what's happening on the next episode and that's the kind of role that I feel like Gina needs to come more comfortable in because she's stirring the pot.
Well, they're going to a bathing club on the beach. The whole group is there. The old ladies are swimming. Salt healing. Let's dive in. They were helping fragile Shannon into the water.
I'm gonna do a tequila.
Looking like a big blonde bombshell. I loved it. I love when the ladies get together and they're so supportive of each other.
Where were the other two?
They were drinking and ordering food, which is where I would have been.
Yeah, me too.
That food looked good, man. The drinks. They were like ordering wraps and shrimp. I'm like, that's what
and potato fries on the side.
Yes, and onion rings.
I've actually been thinking about sweet potato fries ever since I saw it on the episode. Thanks.
You just had fries. I know. McDonald's fries.
Stop.
Did you have McDonald's fries?
I had McDonald's today.
Me too. Oh,
nice. And my Tay too.
We both had the same order, number one.
What are you going to have
afterwards?
You guys
are going to die. I had McDonald's today too.
No! What did you have?
No, we're not going to discuss that.
Oh my God. We're just a bunch of fatties over here.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Well, Emily, Gina's mom calls in the middle of their feast and their drinking feast. And, you know, Emily is breaking down. So maybe it's just something that needs to come out because when you have a chance and an opportunity and you take it every time to bring it with the emotions, maybe it is something that needs to be discussed.
Were you talking about Emily crying?
Yeah. You know what I mean? I feel like I know exactly what she's going through. I lost my mom when I was younger. So I feel like it never goes away, ever. Mm-hmm. So I feel like when you don't talk about it, it will come up in, like, the most random times. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I felt like when Gina called and she was having that little interaction with her mom, I could see Emily going, like, man, I really wish that I had that.
Yeah.
She's relating it back to her own daughter, Annabelle, which is she's a total cutie.
Mm-hmm.
So I totally understand that and stuff. So I feel like maybe it is something that she needs to talk about on the show and really address it. And I feel like she's going to help a lot of people because there's a lot of people out there that have lost their mom. So we can all relate to that. And my heart goes out to you. So I feel like the emotions are high right now. Everyone's emotions are high. So let's just take it out on the trampoline. where Kelly does a backflip. And here's what I want to know. Aren't the mic packs, like everyone's getting in the water, jumping in, like, they're mic'd up. I could still hear them when they were doing their, I could still see the mic packs on their back. Are these wireless microphones waterproof?
No, I think that there's a protective, like, cover, because you know how, like, when you even go on trips, they have
like a
covers.
Okay.
So there must be some. I mean, they've done so many of these vacations.
They must have figured out a way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I was thinking, yeah, you could probably cover the back, but what about, like, the actual... No. Microphone part, like, that's crazy.
I think they probably could still cover it, or maybe somebody has one handy as the girl is.
I don't know, but the audio was crystal clear. We could hear everything that was happening.
Yeah, so Kelly looks so good. Like, Kelly's outfits this entire Jamaican trip were just, like, flawless. Like, I can't stop staring at her bathing suits.
You like that tan bathing suit that she had on?
I loved all of her bathing suits.
Do you have a Kelly crush?
All of her cover,
you have a Kelly crush.
Girl is rocking it when it comes to fashion right now. Ooh. In Jamaica. Fashion.
Yeah. Well, give us like your opinion. Whose bathing suit did you like the most? I really wasn't paying attention to the bathing suits, to be honest with you.
I was, because I love bathing suits.
I was, like, totally focused on the food tonight, like the sweet potato fries, and then, like, the emotional thing. I was just
focused,
like,
on the drinks.
I was focused on the fact that, like, every time there was, like, an opportunity for, like, a morning or, like, drinks, someone got emotional. So I'm like, I know this is, like, I just went on vacation. I went to Europe, and, like, by the fifth day, I cried in the subway because, like, some guy called me fat in the club. And I was like, oh! My sister's like, you're tired, clearly. Like, really? You're going to get mad that some old guy
have another drink.
Exactly.
Well, before you have another drink, here at AfterBuzz TV, our network produces after shows for all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no other network that works harder for you TV fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help continue build the AfterBuzz TV community. Mm-hmm. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz TV YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments so that we can shout you out on air. For now, thanks for subscribing and for being the best fans, for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yes, the ESPN of TV Talk. Make sure to actually let us know, because we will shout you out. We've been doing them the last couple episodes, and people are loving it.
Yeah, you know what we do? We have a shout out. Someone on iTunes
gave us
a shout out.
Make sure to shout them out.
And let me see.
She's going to pull it up. But for now, you know what I noticed throughout the episode is Mike Bowman in the chat says he was focused on the drinks.
We have a shout out here.
I was focused on the filet mignon order. So much beef. So much beef. Let's get that shout out.
So this is at Lulu. Sorry. She said my handle is Lulu at De Los Milagros 2. She said, I just tweeted Emily how you all basically thought she looked great in her swimsuit. And she tweeted me back.
I saw that.
I screenshot your podcast. I think I just facilitated a future interview with Miss Emily.
She tweeted back, yes, I know Hollywood Lee and I love him.
Oh!
Wait, didn't we already shout her out?
No, we didn't give her handle out. I don't think we did. But she deserves to give, you know,
absolutely. Thank you so much for doing that. We love that. Make sure to keep tweeting the housewives. It always helps. Let them know, look, we really like AfterBuzz. So make sure to, like, give them a bone and give them some sort of interview, because we really want them in there. We want you guys to interact. I want Emily in here.
Yes.
I want Vicky, the OG, in here.
Mm-hmm.
I want Shannon in here.
Oh, could you imagine having Shannon's
going to be
here?
Like, let me tell you something, Hollywood Leon. I am done. I'm going to have a nacho. And I want Shane in here,
tequila.
Too. Emily's like, you just want Shane. How about both of you, huh?
Yeah.
We'll take both of you guys on the couch. Mm-hmm. So many beef orders. There's another gorgeous dinner. And instead of, like, going around the table and talking about, you know, the obvious, the elephants in the room, the problems at home, everyone's divorced, Vicky's like, give us your favorite moments. Now, this is one of my favorite moments of the whole episode. No. I really like this. And Tamara's like, you know what? I'm glad that we fought. Sometimes you just need an F you. And Gina's like, yeah, you didn't need a little F you. And I feel like this is where it stemmed from, because we saw this interaction. The whole group saw this interaction. And it was a nice interaction. It was a nice interaction because
Tamara didn't hold back. She was like, look, I'm glad we fought. Our relationship needed. I think it'll be stronger because of it. And sometimes, like, I just want to let you know, F you. You know, I didn't really mean F you, but maybe I really did mean F you. And so, like, the whole group saw this. It could have been, like, a nice moment, but instead I feel like it triggered something in Gina. And she's like, no, that was not enough. You said a lot more. Mm-hmm. You said a lot more. You really, really laid it out there. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if Shannon's going to be happy once this plays out, once she sees this back. I don't know if I want to wait.
You have to wait because I have something to say about that in our news section.
And we have some of our tweets.
Gina decides to plant the seed, and that's what we see. But the girls, the BFF fights, that's what happens. Girls kiss on vacations. I love that. Vicky got up and twerked. Mm-hmm. This is what's supposed to happen. I want to see.
It was more like her humping the ocean or the gate than her
the rail.
The rail.
The twerk is like a, we'll call it the OC twerk. Because
it's, we call it the OC twerk.
It really just looks like them seizuring on top of somebody. It looks like...
I didn't understand it.
It looks like how... That's how, like, frat boys do it. You know what I mean? Like, oh, Jackrabbit.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're just, like, moving the hips in and out.
And they were all doing it, like, mm-hmm. the same way.
The same way. Yeah. I'm like, you guys have to, like, work the back part of your hips.
You gotta make a dip.
You gotta arch your back. Not stick your butt out straight and go up and down.
Yeah, no. We gotta teach them a lesson.
Come over here. We'll teach you. We're really good. Call us the Ass Masters over here. Me and Maite. And Thomas.
Thomas is the pro.
So it's all gravy for now. Let's get into some predictions, actually, before news and gossip. Because we saw this preview for next week, and it's giving me life. First of all, I like what they were all wearing, too.
And now, you're after Buzz
TV. What was up with Tamara's makeup, though? I feel like it went down, and then, like, the freckles started to show down here. We need to work on the blending, honey. Blend. Blend it all the way down.
The tan was, like, easily going away at the same time.
So let's talk about these predictions. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think we're going to see next week towards the end of the season? Who's talking? Who's not?
I think Tamara is going to go off, really off on Gina, because I think Gina now is figuring out that she needs to do something quick before it's the end of the season. Mm. She needs to start ruffling the feathers even more. I don't think that she sees that Emily's doing enough of it, so she looked at this as an opportunity to kind of ruffle feathers with Tamara, and I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, I think the same thing you do, but I also think that Shannon is going to get more involved in the mix, and she's going to be even more, like, leveled up and fight more with Tamara. Like, this is going to probably be...
Level up.
That's what I thought when you said that, girl.
Yeah, she's going
to
level up.
They were trying... I feel like Tamara was trying to do level up, like, kind of.
Level up challenge.
Yes. I feel like, yeah, it's all going to come to a head. And I feel like what's really going to come out is what's... I feel like there's a new turn happening. I'm not sure I like it. I'm not sure Bravo likes it. I'm not sure Andy Cohen likes it. I feel like social media is taking the fun out of the shows. We're seeing what's happening. Yes. We're seeing previews of, like, shows that are going to come out on Bravo in the next month, and we're already hearing about the storylines through tweets, through social media, through blogs. So I feel like that's what's happening with Real Housewives of Orange County. We know that Tamara and Shannon are not talking, or Kelly's not speaking to somebody. I feel like you can go on social media and easily find out. But you know what, guys? When I wanted to tell you, our prediction for the seating chart came true. And, like, what we talked about with the seating chart, it actually was pretty accurate. Emily and Gina were on the sides.
I told you.
On the thirds. Mm-hmm. And then...
Kelly and Vicky.
And Vicky was sitting next to Shannon and Tamara. And then they were head-to-head.
Yep, that's what
Shannon
we said.
And Tamara. Mm-hmm. So let's all really get into this and savor it. Because it might be gravy for now, but it's not going to be gravy for much. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's get into our news and gossip. We have so much to talk about. TV news. Maite, kick it off.
Okay, so this is actually not part of the media that we sent.
So this is,
Should we start with this?
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, you start with that.
All right, so what happened here is, I know it's from another franchise, but this is exactly what I'm talking about. If Brandy were still on the show, we would find out easily that she broke one of the cardinal rules. Brandy Glanville was arrested last night in West Hollywood at a Halloween party for smacking somebody. Can we go to the next photo? That's the man she hit in the face. He's wearing an ice pack.
Looks like Aaron Rodriguez.
It looks like a formal party. Everybody's dressed up. Can we go to the next photo? Yeah, there he is giving his statement saying, yeah, the author of Tweeting and Drinking just came up to me and smacked me really, really hard. We don't know the details. We don't know exactly what happened. Only these photos have surfaced. But it's just something else. Like, these ladies are out and about. People are going to take pictures of them. So I feel like this is just not happening with Brandy. It's happening with the franchises of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We're finding out storylines before the show's even coming out. We're finding out about New Jersey before it's even coming out.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like people need to calm down with the social media stuff. But not enough, because we do like it as well. Can we pull up the photo of Shannon with the two boys? Shannon was here in West Hollywood, and she didn't come to AfterBuzz. Should make sure to tweet her about that. But she went to Tom Tom. That's her with both Toms, Tom Schwartz and Tom. What's the other one's last name?
Sandoval.
Sandoval, yes. We love Sandoval. We're, I think, friends. He's really, really nice, actually.
Really?
Yeah, Tom Sandoval?
No, he said he's good friends with him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good for you. He looks like he's lying.
Continue on.
This is me.
Okay, so, all right, so I guess we mentioned this earlier, how Tamara was selling her house. Well, she bought a new $2 million Orange County house.
Ooh.
So let me tell you, it's 6-bedroom, 4.5 bathroom home. This is that was the entrance of the house. This is the living room section, which kind of looks a little bit like her old house that we see.
This is Tamara's new house?
This is Tamara's new house. Wow. That's the kitchen.
That kind of looks like Kyle's house.
I like this kitchen better than the one that she had before. It has an open floor plan and oversized windows that allow light to pour into the first floor living space. It costs $2 million. That is, I think, the living room.
Oh, it's pretty. Wait, did it come furnished, or is this Tamara's designs and like what she picked out?
I think
it's like when they, you know, staged the house.
Got it. Ooh, who staged it? It's really nice.
Mm-hmm. So upstairs, it has several smaller bedrooms and bathroom in the master suite, which Tamara and Eddie will enter through double French doors.
Love good it. For them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully there'll be a lot of love making in that.
Yeah,
I'm sure bedroom. There will be.
And then, secondly, Shannon admits that her Jamaican breakdown was very difficult to watch. In a blog on BravoTV.com, she says, "This is very
the episode just came out tonight. How did you get this exclusive,
girl? I got
We're on it.
Fast. We are fast. Make sure to keep up with us.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive."
I love that. Thank you. She says, "This is a very difficult episode for me to watch. First, to relive the pain I was going through at the time in a fairly new separation, but also to hear what my friends were saying behind my back." So she said that she would definitely be bringing it up in the reunion. So be sure to tune in and watch, because she has a lot to say.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
Nady Bates says, "That smile is so shady, Thomas."
Hi. Okay, let's get into some tweets.
Yes, Twitter sphere. Tweets with Tommy.
Let's do it. Let's pull up our first tweet. Thank you guys for submitting your tweets. We so appreciate it. This one's from Kate. "Shannon's still trying to apologize, and they're still bullying her. This is disgusting."
Oh, Kate, have you been watching? Can you listen to that voice any longer? And if you can, well, then God bless you.
Next, this is from our friend at Headphone Wearer. "I don't think I've laughed harder watching any Housewives than watching the ladies climb rocks. That should win some damn award."
That was, I know, really funny.
When Kelly's boob came out and the guy was like, oh, let me look up.
I like tweets like that, because those are real fans that are really enjoying what
exactly
they're doing.
This it's one's about, we have to enjoy it. We have to remember it's entertainment, it's TV. We can't take it so seriously, guys.
Mm-hmm. This is from our friend Abby. "Next week, Gina keeps it real with Tamara, calling her out for talking S. About Shannon, I've been waiting to see how Tamara would react to Gina calling her out. Tamara's phoniness needs to be brought to light.
That's so true. I can't wait for that. Tamara was like,
hurry up and explain yourself before I go off on you or something like that. Mm-hmm. Tamara's going to bring it in hot.
Gina better be prepared. She's going to
be fighting with the youngin'.
Aubrey, Tamara, your apology was 6 episodes ago at that garden. Hashtag peanut gallery.
Yeah, it was 6 weeks ago, but I feel like Tamara isn't just bringing it up out of the blue. It's like every time that they're together, we're like, guys, by the way, Shannon wasn't a good friend. I feel like it's a natural conversation that's happening. They're saying, Shannon isn't giving me the light of day. You know, I just feel like she doesn't really care. And, you know, then we have to listen to her problems. And mm-hmm. then when I talk about mine, she's glazing over. She's on her phone. And Tamara's simply stating, guys, I know she's like that. She's like that even with me. And I've been friends with her for so long. She's just adding to the conversation. Yes, Shannon doesn't like that she's feeding into it, but you know what? She's keeping it real. Mm-hmm. We're all going to see it come to a head, and I like it.
Gina is insufferable. All she does is complain about Shannon. She should just stop caring, but I guess that's her only way to stay relevant on the show.
No. She could show her husband's abs and stay relevant.
Just show her husband.
Can you just show your husband? Can we see a toe?
Bravo Survivor 1. Is Tamara really blaming Shannon for her going to Philadelphia? Like, B, you just said, quote, I got on the plane with an emphasis on the I. It sure doesn't sound like Shannon dragged you on that plane. It was your choice to leave your husband the day after his heart surgery.
Mm. Yeah, and you know what? Maybe Tamara is using that as ammo. Like, I've done so much for you, and it's like, calm down, because you know what I really don't like is when people do stuff for you and then they shove it in your face later. It's like, if you really would have done it, you would have never shoved that in my face. You would have done that just because you wanted to. So I kind of get what you're saying, but it's Shannon.
I wonder what Eddie thinks now after watching and seeing Tamara make up with Shannon. He must be like, oh, great.
Here we go again.
And guys, you know, I don't mean to seem like one-sided and stuff, but you know what? A lot of people love Shannon and a lot of people dislike Shannon. Thomas loves 50-50. Shannon. Thomas loves Shannon. Mm-hmm. Maite is not that crazy. Yeah. And then I just feel like she's an emotional vampire. But we do love all the ladies. And when they're wrong, we call them out. When I feel like they're just emotionally drunk, I'll call them out. When I feel like they're really talking about something important, we'll talk about it all.
Yeah, we pick and choose who we like one week, who we don't like the next week.
Somebody was like, you guys are all about Bethany. And I'm like, the whole world was. Yeah. Everyone was like, Carol, what are you doing?
Oh, gosh, Carol.
Yeah. Anyways, writer guys, girl. Yeah, writer girl. You know, people love their own teams.
Yes.
But you know what? The truth is the truth, and we'll call it out every single time. Yes. We love that you guys hang out with us in the live chat. Listen to us on iTunes. We really appreciate all that love. Keep the comments coming. Keep the likes going. We really appreciate the support. We want to see it get to the top 10 on iTunes. So make sure to keep shouting it out. Tell your friends. Download this podcast. Listen to it in the car. It's about Real Housewives. Y'all are going to die. They're crazy. That is our show. I am your host, Hollywood Leon. We'll be here next Monday to cover it all. I can't do this without my panel, of course.
Hi guys, I'm Thomas Julina. Thanks for hanging out with us. So much fun talking about Real Housewives. If you guys want to connect with me or talk to me, follow me at Thomas Julina.
Hey guys, I'm Maite Carrillo. To keep the conversation going, you guys can find me everywhere at This Is Maite. And you can catch me in Shaws of Sunset Thursday night.
Catch me on HBO's Camping on Sunday nights, 10 p.m. I really appreciate all the love that I've gotten from you guys. It's fantastic to finally showcase myself as an actor. So make sure to follow me at Hollywood Leon to see more. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.